have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Social media. It is Tuesday here in the United States. First, I want to say Happy New Year to you. I hope this is going to be a blessed, prosperous New Year for everyone. We are on the Jonathan Live broadcast located here in St. Louis, Missouri, but globally we are across the social media platforms and on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I am your host, Cynthia Orr Bennett, and here on this podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect to raise awareness, to provide resources and to offer hope through educating, edifying, and encouraging in our community. We will also be having guests for the upcoming season. We're getting our lineup ready, and we just want to be ready for it. We want you to be ready for it. So tonight, you don't want to miss it. So I just want to let you guys know this live broadcast is on Blog Talk Radio. And as well on the YouTube, our Jonathan Live YouTube channel. We are having some technical issues, and we probably will be on Facebook again in the beginning of February, but we will be on all the platforms then. So, but we still want to get out what we need to get out. We're going to reach the community however we need to reach the community. And right now, we can still reach in listeners. And I ask that if this podcast assists you in any kind of way, that for you or your family or your friends, we ask that you like and share. We ask that you like and share the broadcast. Like and share. If you're on our YouTube channel, subscribe to it. On our YouTube channel, we ask you to subscribe to it because we have information out here that we want to just share. We just want to help each other out. And the Jonathan organization is also asking you to take time out of your busy schedules and go and visit our website at jonathan.org. Right now, we are having issues with Facebook, but we can still get the information to you. And this is to raise awareness for the children and the women we work with. And if you like the cause, we ask you again to like and share if you're on Facebook, and we're asking you to subscribe to the channel on YouTube, because you never know who down your timeline or who are your friends and stuff in your family who may need this information, and then you can be also a resource advocating via social media to help them. So for more resources and for questions, we want you to visit our website at www.jonathan.org. You can go there. But before we get started, I do have a couple of really brief announcements I want to keep for you, because we want to get as many in our event, but we also have a change in location with our weekly support group session. And so here it is, our sister says, it is on Wednesday, on site. This week, it's still gonna be here. You still need a call to get in. But after the middle of January, we are going to be going to another location because of the room. We need the space because the women are coming. They are helping. They're helping me. I'm helping them. We're sharing. We just want you to be a part of it, but we also want you to be safe and secure. You're safe if we're in, and I'm sitting here right now. but because of the confined space and the constant, the growing of the support group sessions, we are moving it to our resource center, which is still the same safety and security measures there. So, again, if you want to be a part of the sister group, hit me up on Facebook, instant message, go to our web page and get that information to us, okay? So our next one, I really want to talk about this. It used to be the developer, but it's called the developer in him because, you know, we decided we want our young men to be a part of this as well. Of course, we help them women. And women that have children, they have not only girls, they have boys too. And so we don't want to leave them out. And so our upcoming spring session will be in March. It is 4 Saturdays. And we are also in talks with another facility where we have a couple of instructors that will be dealing with the men or the young boys. And this is a teach about entrepreneurship and as well as teaching how to build apps. That's to combat social, that's to combat financial abuse, but also to give them some information and basic understanding of how to create mobile apps. And if that's the area they want to go in as an entrepreneur, they can start their own business, or if they want to go into that type of field in technology, we just want to give and letting them know that we are paying you for your knowledge, and that you know you can get paid for your knowledge, for what you know. And so we're just wanting to plant that seed in them. And so if you know any boys or girls from the age of 10 to 18, please go on our website. It is already up on our website and register them. All we're asking you to do is to commit to 4 Saturdays, and that's dropping them off and picking them up. We don't even want you to stay with them because we want to make sure we don't have a lot of unnecessary distractions. And so if you could just commit to those 4 Saturdays that we have, we would appreciate it. They get fed breakfast, they get fed the snacks, they have the laptop and whatever else they're doing during those 2.5 hours, 10 to 12:30 that we have them, so that they can focus on the task that we have at hand. So again, this is our upcoming developer in him spring 2023 course. Please go out on our website at jonathan.org and register your son or your daughter or your loved one for our upcoming session. So just wanted to get that out of the way. So I believe tonight's discussion is needed because there is so much going on in the world. And as I stated, you know, and when I came on, I said, Happy New Year. I hope you have a blessed, prosperous New Year, you know. And, you know, even though we have into a new year, it, you know, of course, you're on social media, you're talking to people, you know, we hear about resolutions and proclamations and declarations for the new year. And that's fine. That is absolutely fine. It is something to always aim for. You know, I do not knock it. You know, I've made resolutions. I've done it all as well. And so, you know, and that is just anticipation to start afresh and anew from the old, or coming out of the previous year into the new year. And that is great. And that is wonderful. But what about those who are reluctant or who have stepped into the new year in a struggle or a battle or some type of reluctancy to move on because of a loss of a job or a loss of a child or loss of a home or a relationship or a dream? You know, what about those people who had to move on and they didn't really want to, they wasn't prepared or they wasn't ready to move on, picking up the pieces of a life that has been shattered is easier said than done. What about our sisters and brothers who have stepped into the new year without the person or the friend or the aspiration or the dream or the house or the whatever it is that they lost, that they had to leave back in 2022? And it has left them in shambles. It has left them. My heart is always going out to just, you know, I think of the good and I also think of the bad. I think of the fortunate. I think of the unfortunate. I think of the ones that's gaining, but I think of the ones that's losing. You know, I try to look at a holistic view with everybody, saying everybody, as I said in the last podcast, everybody is not having a holly jolly Christmas. Everybody is not looking forward to this. In case in point, there has been several suicides glorified death that I that was home, hit home. And for when I say hit home, I knew these people personally. I've had some kind of interaction with them. And it lets you know that everybody is not happy. Everybody is not and joyful. You know, people are struggling. They're struggling with issues, with life, you know. So trauma-informed care focuses on the notion that a traumatic event either that a person that has had a traumatic event has either experienced or witnessed, it can alter the biology of the brain. It can alter your thinking. It can alter your how you view things. You know, people get PTSD behind things, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, it can cause a lot of things. And what the trauma-informed is, it's not what's wrong with you, because now you've already told a person, you know, you ain't right, or there's something amiss, or there's something off. That already puts a negative tone on it. Trauma-informed care approach is not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you. And when you use that approach, you're looking for the person to express. It's giving them the opportunity to express their story, their truth, not your truth, their truth. It gives them the opportunity to let you them know that you are willing to listen to whatever it is that they're going through, whatever it is that they're experiencing, versus you already having a preconceived notion, or you already have this self-righteous approach to, you know, what's going on with you, what's wrong with you. It's already a negative connotation behind that, which will cause the person to shut down. They don't want to talk to you. I wouldn't want to talk to you. But when you say what happened to the listening and wanting to hear, you're being attentive to them, and you're giving them your fully undivided attention, even if you don't understand whatever they're going to say, but you're saying what happened because you know there is an event that caused whatever that is going on, whatever that is happening. There's something that caused it. What's wrong with you is topical. You're looking at what's the issue or the disease or whatever. But when you say what happened to you, it's the undercurrent, the behavior. What is something caused this change for it to be this way, if you guys understand. So the underlying tenet of trauma-informed care is simply the past matters. What happened to you? Whatever happened in the past is affecting the future. What happened? That is what trauma-informed care, the approach is. And so when adults and children experience trauma, whether it happened once or it has happened on a repeated occasion, it can have powerful influences on behavior and mental health now and as a child becomes an adult. I just put a post out yesterday on the Jonathan Welch, the Facebook page, and it was just a picture of this lady, a silhouette of her head. And inside her head, it was a little girl sitting behind bars. And the post I wrote is, speaking to the little girl in you, I see you. I hear you. I love you. I care about you. Because we have to go back to what happened as a child that may be affecting adults now. Or maybe not a child. What happened prematurely? What happened earlier? What happened in the past? The past could be just as early as yesterday. The past could be this morning. What happened that's causing this behavior or this influence now? And so that's what we have to do, helping people pick up the pieces. Now what? You know, so data from as far back as the 1990s, for example, it says that the vast majority of incarcerated females were abused sexually, physically, and emotionally as children. It happened in the past. It happened as a child when they were children. But now, because it wasn't dealt with, that little child on the inside of that grown person, that grown woman, is still hurt, is still bleeding, is still crying out, is still trapped. And so because of the child that's on the inside in the past was hurt, then these are some of the things that's going on in their adult lives. And then that's from a study. Abuse and neglect, the loss of loved ones oftentimes can be linked to mental and physical illness, substance abuse, behavior problems, violence, and other ills that's going on in society because people are trying to self-medicate. People are trying to do whatever it is to manage. Because a lot of times people, yeah, we say we're overcomers and we try to overcome and we're overcoming. But a lot of people who may not understand that part, they're trying to manage. They're trying to manage what's going on, you know. And even if you may not have had a situation yourself, even when you witness something, witnessing an event of somebody else can create misery, can create anxiety, can create, for example, just last night, I know everybody in the sports world that was watching Monday Night Football saw DeMar Hamlin, who is the safety for the Buffalo Bills, tackle, I think his name was T.T. or T. somebody, hope, I don't think his name, tackled him, and when he tackled, he got up, and then he immediately fell down. I saw the whole thing, and I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? You know, I'm thinking, well, maybe he got dizzy. Maybe he got up too quick, because sometimes, you know, you get up quick, and you're still dizzy. But because it didn't affect me, or it didn't happen to me, or it didn't happen to me, but because I witnessed it, it did something to me. It affected me. It affected my husband when we were sitting there watching it. We was like, oh, my God. And we just started going into prayer, and we were just thinking about, we was looking at the players' faces. We was looking at how they was handling. We was looking at the anguish, and they were crying and stuff. That did something to me, and I'm sitting on the in St. Louis on the television screen watching this unfold. And it caused misery. It caused a panic. It caused sadness for everybody in the sports world, everybody that was looking at it, everybody that read about it, and even those that didn't look at it, but they read about it. It created, you see people on Facebook, on social media, prayers for DeMar Hamlin, pray for them, you know, because people were traumatized just by witnessing it, just by witnessing it. You know, so, and it's no secret that trauma can change a person's life in an instant. In an instant, it can change a person's life. I don't know the outcome of DeMar Hamlin, but my prayer goes out to him for a speedy recovery, 100% full recovery. This young man is 24 years old, not was, I am sorry. This young man is 24 years old, in the prime of his life. And so I'm praying that he has full recovery, that he recovers fully and wholly, that there be nothing lacking, that there be nothing amiss, that he gets all his faculties back as newer than before, that he's even better than before. Whatever that happened, that he's even better. That is my prayer for this young man, because that was traumatizing for me. It changed the sports world. Everybody kept saying, this has never happened before. And then they were just talking about it, and it was like, when that happened, everybody looked at it. The first thing they said is, this is different. This feels different. It looks different. Because, you know, people get injured all the time. They get people to come and get them on the stretcher, and the medical personnel come out and, you know, there are some people that have been, you know, sent out, but for some reason, this felt different. And so, we have, don't be all just frank. So anyway, for some people that experience this trauma or they witness it, it makes them be compassionate. They can become compassionate, just like everybody in the sports world that witnesses. Everybody was compassionate. We thought about him. We thought about his mother. his family, his teammates, his coach, everybody. And everybody was empathetic towards him or those who have been hurt in the field that were talking about it. And so you're either going to go left field or right field and be empathetic and compassionate, or sometimes for trauma, others become destructive and it becomes overwhelming. It depends on how you are dealing with it. So, but no matter what experience you have with trauma, find healthy ways to cope. And so, as I said in the beginning, you know, this is people have, we've all stepped into a 2023. We stepped into a new year. But some people are trying to pick up the pieces from 2022. Some people are trying to pick up the pieces of a shattered life. Somebody is trying to pick up the pieces of a lost child, or somebody is trying to pick up the pieces of a death or a divorce, or, you know, loss of homes and money and dreams. Some of the ways we can cope, you know, some people get therapy, medication, and self-care. All of these things are helpful, but it is important to do what feels right for you and to reach out for help if you are struggling. And only you know when you are struggling. You don't have to tell everybody, but you know. And some of the things you can do to help a person pick up the pieces is supportive relationships from family and friends. That can help shield from the effects of trauma. And it can also build resilience to help overcome and confront challenges. It can. Picking up the pieces. How do we can help? Also, stay connected. Stand there with you. Those who are trying to stand by your side. You know, a lot of times they may not have the answers. That's okay. My thing is, I always say you may not have the answers, but also be just willing to be present. Just show up. Show up. Showing up is half the battle for some people because it lets you know you spend time. You put time out your schedule to come see about little old me. To come see about me. Just show up sometimes. We're not asking you to act like you got all the answers or you have answers for everything. Sometimes you just say, you know what, I don't know. I'm just here. I'm just here. I'm here for you. I'm here to be here with you. I'm here to go through with you. Find healthy activities that help with self-expression. You know, flirting, or you want to go to a movie, if you want to go to an art gallery, you know, whatever it is that how you want to express, whatever it is that you want to do. Do that. Find healthy activities that allow you to express yourself. You know, maybe you want to start, you know, painting or whatever it is. Get that out because we all need it out. And also allow the negative emotions to flow. I have a friend who was not happy this holiday season because this was supposed to, hey, you know, I just want to let you know I'm here. I love you because I've been there. I've lost a mother. I know how she feels. I understand how she feels. And she said, I am not happy. I just want to cry. And I said, go on and cry. Go on and cry. Allow the negative emotions to flow. Go on and cry. That's a cleansing. Because if you don't, you're going to build it up in you on the inside. And then a lot of times when we feel stuff on the inside, we start having our bodies start rejecting and going through things, and that's how we get sick and stuff happens to us. Allow the negative emotions to flow. They are there for a reason. And so that's what I told her. You want to cry? Cry. And I was there for her when she cried. I was there when she cried. Because that is something that she needed to do. Let it flow. Don't try to hold back because guess what? It's going to come out another way, and it's probably going to be even more destructive another way because you try to suppress an emotion that's given to you. And also engage in self-touch. Take you where you want to go, where you don't want to go, who you want to deal with, who you don't want to deal with. Understand that. Engage in self-touch. Take time to relax. Take time to just have time with yourself. Meditate. Whatever it is you like to do, if you want to listen to music, jazz, or whatever it is, if it's self-care, engage in it, and engage in it often. You want to go get a massage or a spa day? Do that. But engage in self-care because nobody can stay on team all the time. You cannot. You'll be doing yourself if you want to move or do whatever it is trying to do. That is the same way with a human body. We cannot stay on 10 all the time. Engage in self-care. Help yourself. Do what you're going to do to make sure you can heal, to make sure you can move into 2023 as gracefully as you know how. As gracefully as you know how. Even though you hate that you had to leave some things, and absolutely, I understand. I understand. But this is where we are, and we have to move forward. And we want you to move forward. I'm here for you. So if you or someone you know needs help, reach out and get help. Reach out to somebody. Talk to your friends, your family. Talk. You can call us. You can reach us at jadasa.org, J-A-D-A-S-A.org. You can go to our YouTube and subscribe to our Jadasa Live. You can go to our social media platform, comment, and go into nesting. You can do all those things. You can call our 800 number at 1-800-292-2145. You can also find resources and support services in more than 205 countries. If you are so happy to be watching this podcast and you are in another state, you are in another country, you are on another continent, there is services that can help you, resources and support in more than 205 countries. And it's called the No More Global Directory. And you can go there to www.nomore.com. Some issues and things, but those that we did not, things we had to leave and go forward and leave families. And when I say families and friends, I'm talking about people that have died. You know, things that we didn't want to, and we just had to move. We had to move forward. We're here for you to help you pick up the pieces, because lives have been shattered. And it's not going to always be the same. It's not. I'm not going to tell you anything that doesn't make sense. Do I remember them? I remember them every day. Think about it. But I managed to move forward because I'm still here for those that we consider children and my family that's here. I'm still here for them as well. And so I want to leave you with this Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts